Good evening, Patriots. It is a quiet and relaxing evening, I hope, for everyone. And for myself, like I've been saying, man, I've never had so much recovery time needed after Bart's Fest. It's a good recovery as far as sleeping and just relaxing a little bit. But holy cow, it did take a lot out of me. And I know that my team was about the same thing. The Bart's team was saying the same thing. They were just exhausted. It was great to see everybody here. As you know, that on Friday, the 27th, Mike Lindell spoke at Bard's Fest and told his story about coming to Christ. It was a powerful story, and it was a great talk. He actually stayed there until midnight, shaking hands and doing interviews. So that's MyPillow, and that's what we need to continue to support. MyPillow has an amazing promotion right now, 50% off on my slippers. And yes, we did have our little mini slipper revolution day there with Mike there. But 50% off on my slippers. And you can use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S, for great savings. You go scroll down the front page to Radio Listeners Box. Click on that and you'll see the promo. You'll see the slippers promo, 50% off. And then you use your promo code right around in there. There's also other great products that you want to check out. You want their mattresses. They've got sheets, comforters, beds. Or I'm sorry, pillows. I already said beds. Pillows. And many other things. So get on over to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. And let's continue to support Mike and all that he's doing for this nation. And then as far as your health, you need to be focused in on building your immune system. So Expedition Coffee is the product that's designed for that, along with some additional products this week called the Triad. But for now, the Expedition Coffee is that coffee that helps not only boost the immune system, but keeps you stronger and healthier across the board. That coffee, the coffee vendor or Expedition Coffee was there at Bard's Fest. Nothing but rave reviews. Fantastic product. So I encourage you to give that a shot. Go to expeditioncoffee.com. We are in at such a time as this to face God and to be truthful in our hearts, to repent for what we have done as a nation and in this world, and then to allow him to give us the strength to drive forward and to stand in the gap to win this country and this world back. We are not in a time that will fix itself easily. I don't know how long this stuff will go on, but the question really is what can we endure? And how truthful will we be to God? We had a very, very powerful morning starting on Saturday when we all took a knee in our prayer and humbled ourselves before God and gave ourselves to him. And we sought forgiveness. Those types of powerful moments continued Sunday, the Sunday morning group, which was big. We all held hands and we built a big circle and we prayed. And then there were more prayers even Sunday night, something similar. Our role right now is so profound and so important in getting our strength through Christ and then being engaged and involved in our community. Evil's evil. Unfortunately, right now, there's a lot of evil that has cancered itself in strategic locations, and there's a lot of sheep that don't have a backbone or the strength in Christ as they should and are allowing a lot of things to happen simply because they're overwhelmed, or they don't know what to do, or they're scared. Obviously, a relationship in Christ, there is no fear. Our walk ahead in these next coming weeks and months is going to be defined by the strength that we find in our relationship that we hold with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, eyes on the cross. And by that, it isn't that whatever form it takes for you, whether you're literally going door to door, talking to people, whether you're meeting people in a public square area, whether you're doing small group meetings over donuts and coffee. Bottom line is that we need to be engaging our community, not just sitting by and expecting someone else to do it, or somehow magically changing a community's attitude from agnostic and atheist to pro-Christ. And sadly, in this day, there's been so much abuse on that term that even for many saying Jesus Christ, you have the feeling of being something like a odd item out or something. We have to be bold. We have to proclaim Christ and do so openly. We have to have the strength to do it. And in doing so, we are placing our priorities to God himself, to where we are and to who we are as a people. It's been too much and too easy for us to wander and to slide off, thinking that we can, say, accept Christ on one day, but the next day, not really live it. I'll get forgiveness here, but I'm not really going to worry too much about it until something bad happens again. It's a lot of the milquetoast relationship with Christ. In this walk with Christ, in this walk with through Christ to the Father, this is a walk that only grows more meaningful and more intense as we grow each day, but it is so much so that we begin to realize how there absolutely is no such thing as a me. There is only God. And as we walk in that path and we trust truly in God to guide us, it is He who is fighting this fight through us. And it's then that we will find an ultimate win. Now, if everybody did that right now, and we were able to get 90% of our world to do that right now, I'd argue that most of this nonsense we're witnessing would be expunged in 90 days or less. That sort of commitment is what we're talking about. But it's a commitment that's life-changing, because we're not just talking about a vote or a time or a place or a series of events to have God change and transform. We're talking about walking our life through Christ in such a way that we are always present with Him. And it is always through Him to the Father. That sort of life-changing transformation is demanding. And it will demand a lot of us in the coming weeks and months to live that way. But it's very, very doable. And it was the beginning step was at Bard's Fest, where we came together in such a way is to put ourselves forward and place God on the pedestal before us in all things that we do. We're seeing and witnessing a world right now that is unraveling and unfolding. We're seeing its true nature, its evil sense, its evil desires to destroy children becoming more and more visible. Its hatred towards humanity, its hatred towards Americans becoming more visible. And it's not accidental. It's not because they were bad decisions made. These people simply hate who you are. And they hate you because you represent a threat. They understand very well that there's a group of Americans that they cannot control. They absolutely will not be obedient to their rules, will not be obedient to their fear, and worse yet, have developed an understanding of more and more of what has happened and what is happening in the world through an awakening of knowledge that these people are now exposed. And so in order to break you, the one thing that they have to do is to take your relationship with God away, degrade it, and to limit your ability to worship and have faith. This is where they failed. They thought they had you because so many churches had already sold out to them. They thought they had you because they could shut down your places of worship and you wouldn't have to have fellowship. They thought they had you because they had pastors like Billy Graham, whatever, Franklin Graham, whichever one it was, one of the Grahams, telling us that Christ would take the injection. They thought they had it because they had the names of these big influential names of the church speaking their evil. But what they didn't count on, and what they still now are realizing, is that, and they should have realized it, is that God is much bigger than that. We have the ability to have home churches. We have the ability to worship within our homes. We have the ability to worship anywhere. If you're at work and you need time to pray, and they tell you you can't pray, they can't tell you you can't go to the bathroom. I'm not being callous or crude. There's always a place to find a way to pray. And that's the one thing, as we reignite this passion for God and this passion to be involved with prayer, this passion to worship and humble ourselves to Him. It is truly one of the most powerful attacks that we could ever make. Now, I mentioned going into the weekend that this was our Lexington and Concord, that Bard's Fest was that battle. And I'm convinced that it was, and I'm convinced that it's exactly what happened on a spiritual level. We went to war with evil, and we spent 2 days slugging it out, the first 2 days slugging it out with evil. And then on Saturday, we all humbled ourselves before God, took a knee, prayed for forgiveness, and the tide turned. And by Sunday, when we closed with prayer and shofars, God gave us a sign with a rainbow over the top of the stage at Bard's Fest in the middle of a sunny day. It's unbelievable. God is on the move, and what came out of Bard's Fest was a reminder to us all of how profound a place that we can create as His children. As His children, to bring about His love and manifest that love on this earth. We created a little spot of heaven for a few days. And it was something that I think everybody that was there and everybody that was online we'll never forget. And so don't forget it. And I think that's the next message here. Don't forget it. We can't afford to. We have to move forward now and use the power of what we have and what we have been given to take that into our communities, to get off our butt and literally get to work. There should be no more doubts about what has to happen. And as long as we're trusting in God and we're focused on our local communities, our homes and our local communities, then we're on to something very profound. We're on to a pathway ahead that literally we're shifting the control of our world from them into our hands and thus into the hands of God. So county by county has seven pillars, and every one of these pillars is built on a concept of home sovereignty. And they are the framework for action that if we follow this and stay true to this, we will literally transform a world in such a way that they can never take it back again. Because it's not built on political change. It's built on a structural and systemic change of how we view our homes and how we view our lives. Top on that list is home churches, to bring God back into the home, to make sure there's a Bible at the center of the home, to taking time to reading from Scripture with family, and having a day where you have friends over to speak and discuss the word and to have literally a home church. One of the advantages of this, what we brought there to Bardsfest, was we're powerful pastors. Pastor McLeod, Pastor Tony Wood, Pastor John Benzinger, Pastor Travis Graham. Pastor Butch Paw and others. These pastors are available online. And they can be a powerful addition to your home church, a resource to truly expand, what you're doing and what you're learning is. And so the burden and the weight of trying to build a home church from scratch, which for many is heavy, is minimized. The biggest thing is you have to do the legwork to bring people into this gathering. And we don't have any time to waste. I'm going to be blunt. We have to get busy. Homeschooling is number two. Homeschooling is important not only as a family to get your child out of a communist indoctrination camps and all that goes with that, but it's also important in the community that as we're building community, that we're looking to support those parents that have children and trying to pull resources to make homeschooling possible, especially for the single parent or the parent with two working with, or the family with two working parents. Number three are the Patriot Gardens. We have to get back to growing some of our own food. Maybe not all, but some. And some of that food offsets the control that they have over us on the food networks, the logistics supply chains that are based on us buying their junk. Each one of us has a part to play there. I've said this many times. It doesn't matter whether you're in an apartment where you can grow sprouts and herbs and maybe a balcony garden, or whether you have 2 or 3 or 4 acres or more where you can grow enough food for the entire family for a year. We have to start taking that responsibility back to doing that so that we can now start to transform our lives in relationship to what we consume and who controls our food. And as we do that, the amount of food that we produce increases. And what do you do with a garden when it has excess? You share. And that's another process of expanding your relationship within the community. Right work is number four. Right work is getting away from the corporate yoke. And that corporate yoke is working for those people, working for those companies that are mandating things like vaccinations or mandating masks. The companies that are aligned with this Luciferian deep state. We need to break from that. And we need to align ourselves with the gifts and talents which God gave us and to use those as a basis to grow our own income, to nurture ourselves and our families through the gifts and talents that God gave us, or at least to be working for companies that are aligned with God first. All of that is important concepts in breaking free at the home level. Number five is health and healing, or health and welfare. Health and healing is using the natural herbs, using the food that we consume, using exercise, prayer, and the whole principles around a good, healthy lifestyle to boosting our immune systems and keeping us healthy, avoiding the injections of any kind, and building up the temple in which God gave us and intended us to take care of. It means eating better, taking responsibility for what goes in our temple, taking responsibility to exercise our temple, keeping ourselves in a form that honors God in all things. Doesn't mean you have to be a world-class athlete, but it does mean that you're taking this temple seriously that God gave us to steward, and to keeping ourselves healthy for Him and through Him. Informed action is number six, and that means a number of things. At one, from a local level within the home, you're taking time to research and to learn and to be aware of the sorts of skills and talents that you need to get better at everything you're doing. Mediocrity is not an option in this new economy that we're building. You have to be knowledgeable. You have to strive for great levels of perfection, regardless of whether you ever achieve perfection, which is unlikely. We have to strive for that. And that's part of informed action. Informed action as well is knowing who's in your community, who's making the decisions, who's funding those people, identifying the influencers, identifying those that are moving and shaking policy. It's important because many of the people that are moving and shaking policy are not elected, they're unelected. And we have to get to understand who they are. And then we have to make the decision to get involved, to replace them, to get them removed from office if necessary, but to replace them through vote or through hiring so that we become part of a solution in our government to reestablish a government locally that once again worships God first, not whatever they do now. So that means we have to be involved through informed action. Number seven is stewardship. Stewardship is one of those very important concepts to where we are taking the time to steward the gifts and talents that God gave us. And by gifts, it also means your residence, your home, the property and land that you're on. It is a point of creating godliness and cleanliness in all things that we do. That truly honors and respects God in the perfection that He is in the worlds that we live in, both on a daily basis internal to the home and on a regular basis internal and external to the home. We have to be respectful to what is given. We have to be stewardly driven in terms of how much we consume. Those are big issues. We shouldn't be having to buy as much junk, and we shouldn't seek to anyway. We need to be purposeful and intentful in what we decide to purchase. And buying things don't have to be replaced right away or even ever in our lifetime. Hard to do in this day. It can be done, and it's an important final pillar in this whole model. So I lay all that out because when people ask me what to do, there's seven action items that every single person can do in their home. And every one of those action items centers itself around God first. And when we live that way. And we build that strength through our Father in our home. When we truly keep our eyes on the cross in every single thing that we do, and we're building it from the center point of our home, then we're living in a place and a time that they can never take that away. They can try. They'll try everything. They'll try everything. But they can't take it all away. And by distributing the change across each and every home, imagine what that looks like on a national level. Imagine 100 million homes shifting to this model, those seven pillars, and what that does to the control of the local county and local city commissions and the school boards. What it means is everything that they had built gets destroyed. And the way it's being destroyed isn't one government change or one sheriff changed. It's getting destroyed because thousands of people in every county are shifting to a model of a sovereign living model within their homes, with God first in all things. And it's an attitude shift. It's a value shift. It's a moral shift. It's an ethical shift. It puts God back at the center of everything and destroys their ultimate plan. We all have a responsibility in this fight. Every one of us. And every one of us has a commitment to make to Father, a commitment to make in our walk in Christ, and it's a commitment we have to reaffirm every morning on our knees. For all of us that were at Bard's Fest, or all of those that were sharing online with us, we witnessed in a fellowship like no other. We witnessed a fellowship of formerly strangers coming together under a banner to humble ourselves before God, seek repentance, and become stronger in the process. That's ultimately what Bard's Fest was. And I consider, from what I've observed, that it was 100% successful. More successful than anything we had really hoped for. That strength, that memory, has to burn within you. It has to be that foundation under you that drives you every single day. It keeps you awake, keeps you focused, keeps you driven, so that now you take what was given there and you bring it back to your home and you start working in your local communities to make a transformative change across our entire nation. Each person, one home at a time. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for the blessings given. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you for hearing our words and our pleas of forgiveness. Lord, we know that this nation has gone so far awry. And we pray for the many that refuse to hear, that continue to walk in the darkness. We also, Lord, are grateful for a remnant that is now awakening and standing, and we pray for the strength of this remnant, that this remnant will keep deep in their heart the relationship that they experienced through you at Bard's Fest. And in keeping that relationship strong, that this remnant will grow in numbers, more powerful, more unstoppable than ever thought possible. Because, Lord, what we do know is when we finished with Bard's Fest, we each understood the power and might, glory of your name. And we each understood our relationship to you in a different way, a deeper way. And so now, Lord, what we pray is that relationship will grow even deeper, that our walk in the body of Christ will grow stronger. And through Christ to the Father, Lord, we will become more intimate with you, more trusting in you, and in the end, allowing you to fight this fight through us as we stand boldly with fearlessly in the gap and ultimately put evil to an end. We say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. We've got to keep the pressure on now, Patriots. It's not a time to get lax. It's a time to press in more than ever. And that means we have to press in harder in our relationship with God. We have to become more demanding of ourselves and our disciplines of prayer and worship. And we have to take the initiative of building out the seven pillars of our county by county to literally transform this world. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. Always press into the fight. Prayers are our connection to one another. Prayers build the bonds with God. Prayers are a weapon in this war. God is with us. He'll never forsake us. And in the end, as we know, God will always win. We just want to be there when he does. So have a very blessed night. I'll see you in the morning for Peace Be Still. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. Out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. sometimes when belonging becomes something to find. We always come back to what we know. Keep it close on the cold days, darling. Counting all the ways where you are a safe place to hide from the rain.